This podcast contains adult language. This is DigitalDarren.com. Today is November the 8th, 2013.
Lennis! D-Dog, what up, babe?
I'm with a very, very relieved Lennis Elf. We're recording this after Throwdown Thursday. That's what we'll call it, Throwdown Thursday, where Oregon lost and Baylor won. I know as a Florida State fan, you're a little relieved about the Oregon loss, right?
I mean, it's to me, it's still early, man. I'm keeping it 100, man. It's still early. A lot of games be played. And the funny thing about it, you know what I mean, I would have took Oregon in that game to pull that game out. So, I mean.
I actually picked Stanford on yesterday's podcast with Calhoun. If you get a chance, the podcast is completely about the Jonathan Martin, Richie Incognito situation.
Oh, man.
So
I wish I could have got a chance to get on that.
If you get a chance, please listen to it. It's a lot of adult language. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be some words and some phrases that may offend some people. But we try to clean up as best we can. But it's really good conversation. It's good talk and real talk, like Lena Sills come in at one time. So let's get right into it. Lewinsky Award for last week.
Man, Lewinsky Award, man. Hey, I gotta go with my Seminole, man. You know what I mean? I say, why not? Give us the head, man.
Destroyed Miami.
Yeah, give us the head, man. You know, the Seminole played as a team or unit. You know what I mean? And they showed up, man. They showed up and they showed out against the Hurricanes. So, hey, we'll take it, man. You know what I mean? One game at a time, but keep it going.
I agree with you. I'm going to give my Lewinsky Award to Georgia for dismantling Florida. Mark Richt and Bobo coached a hell of a first half. That probably was their best half of coaching ever. They didn't do as good the second half, but they did good the first half. But Mark Richt is keeping this season together, even though it's turned out to be a big disappointment. And so him, Bobo, and the whole Georgia team will get my Lewinsky Award. Good work, guys.
Yeah.
All right, you suck award.
Man, you suck, man. You know what I mean? I got to go with the Gators, man. I got to go with the Gators because they let y'all come down, like I say, man. And y'all stepped up and y'all made them look bad. They tried to fight back, but, I mean, I say it was a game of, you know, who was going to finish the season off or who just going to win this game, you know what I mean, try to finish strong, and y'all pulled it out. I hate to say it, you know what I mean? So I'm giving the You Suck Award to Florida.
My USUC award goes to the state of Florida because not only did those, besides Florida State, which played another Florida school, those two teams, actually, I'm going to remix that. My USUC award goes to Carl Pellini and the defense coordinator. For those of you who don't know, Carl Pellini last week got fired for doing cocaine and smoking weed at a party. Him and his defense coordinator. And at first he admitted to it, but this week it's brought an interesting change. He's saying he didn't do any drugs and he wants his job back. But the AD said, no, we were going to fire you anyway because you got coaches out here doing drugs.
Yeah.
So my use of the word goes to Carl Pellino. Man, you got to be 50 years old, man. Put down the. I know cocaine's a hell of a drug to cope with.
Nose candy, man.
Exactly. You can make a million if you keep your nose closed. And that's what BG said back in the day.
Man.
Put down the nose candy and quit treating your nose. How the real New Orleans people said they treat your nose. You know what I'm saying? So, Carl Pellini, and I forgot the defense coordinator's name, but you get my You Suck Award for the week.
Yeah.
All right, since we're doing this after the Throwdown Thursday games, let's just talk about Oregon. Stanford real quick.
Man, shit, man, Oregon wasn't, they didn't come out ready like we expected to, but I mean, like I say, it's Stanford, like I say, Coach Shaw over there at Stanford, they were prepared for Oregon, you know what I mean, and it showed, so, I mean, like I say, Oregon, they slipped up, man,
Yeah, I think that DeAnthony Thomas saying they're going to put 40 up didn't help at all. But I'll say this, Stanford is winning with really smart guys, which is really good for college football, and it says a lot about Coach Shaw. I just think that this shows a sign that Oregon may not be very well coached, because their whole season pretty much hinged on this one game from the beginning of the season till now. And to know that your season depends on this one game and you still lose that one game.
Yeah.
You know, what did that say about the direction of your program?
All right, so, man, how would you be able to bounce back? Would you, like I said, would you drop? Will you drop another one? You know what I mean? Or would you just keep it going and just hopefully that you'll luck up? You know what I mean? Still have a chance at a title game or something. So, I mean, this game right here could be, I mean, your next couple games could be real big for Oregon. Real big, so, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, completely agree. Let's get on Baylor, who was looking like a real dark horse at Oklahoma. Did you see any of that game?
Yeah, I caught bits and pieces of it, man. You know,
Baylor actually dominated that whole game.
Yeah, they did.
Oklahoma really isn't that good. So, in my opinion, I just say Oklahoma, if they're a top 25 team, they're in the 20 to 25 range, in my opinion. I don't know what you think about it.
I agree with you 100% on that. Oklahoma, they looked more like in the top five of the top 25. Not the very top, but the very bottom. I'm sorry, the very bottom of the top 25. So, I mean, Baylor came in there, the Baylor deal they had to do, and they showed a lot of people that, hey, we're a team to look out for. So, hey. Yeah. Salute to Baylor.
Yeah, and everybody's chasing you guys right now. You and Bama. Yeah. Baylor had dominated the game in the way that I didn't think they would dominate.
Yeah.
So now they've slipped. Are they a contender, pretender, or they're a real contender now, in your opinion?
Man, Baylor, I think Baylor is, as of right now, I think they're a contender, but
they still got a tough way to go. They got Texas Tech.
It's a lot of football to be played. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep saying that. But I said the season ain't over. I said I won't get the big head. You know what I mean? Looking forward to, okay, Oregon loss and all this. But like I said, it's a lot of games to be played, man. So
with that being said, you can be in a better position, though, right?
Man, as of right now, like I said, to me, I'm thinking about, man, this could be a lot of pressure, man. Like I said, this might be a lot of pressure right now. So, I just hope my boys, man, I hope they're ready for the challenge, man.
All right. I understand that. So, now that we've kind of slid out, it's pretty much four teams, right? Maybe five if you include Stanford.
Yeah.
You got Alabama, the Noles, Ohio State, Baylor.
Yeah.
And Stanford will be number five. Who's in and who's out? We can keep doing this every week, but right now, who's in and who's out?
I think Stanford, you can go ahead and ace them out. Like I say,
they lost to Utah, right? Yeah. So that kind of kills them.
Yeah, I think Stanford already out. And, man, I say Ohio State, I don't know how Ohio State going to finish. You know what I mean? Like I said, they could slip up.
But they have an easy schedule. Their three games are Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan. And that does not help them at all.
Yeah.
Because Indiana is like 2-5.
Yeah.
Illinois is like 1. You know what I'm saying? Both of those teams has a losing record.
They got a conference championship also. I mean,
Michigan State seems to be a pretty good team, but that's the only team that will actually help their cause.
Yeah.
Like even Michigan, they would probably depending on Michigan a little more than they got.
After seeing Michigan playing Michigan State.
Michigan's a pretender.
So yeah, Michigan is just, I don't see it. So
yeah, I can see that. Yeah, so Ohio State will only be helped by one game, and that's, again, their problem is their schedule. Do you think Baylor jumps Ohio State? Let's say Baylor wins out and Ohio State wins out. In your mind, do they jump Ohio State?
I think they do.
Okay.
Like I said, they got two ranked opponents right now. You know what I mean?
Texas Tech and Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
And then Texas, too. By the time they play Texas, Texas will probably be ranked because they rebounded really well.
Yeah, yeah. All
right. So I agree with you there. Nothing's really changed with the pitch. It's just the good thing about these days is that you filter out more and more teams. So it's always around this time, like middle October, people are like, oh, there's so many teams undefeated.
Yeah.
But you find yourself around the end of November, December.
Yeah.
Everything is sorted itself out for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about Heisman race real quick, because I was looking at a show, and everybody on there was unanimously saying that Johnny Manziel still deserved the Heisman. I had a big problem with that.
Yeah.
Because I think Jameis Winston is by far the Heisman leader right now, in my opinion.
As of last night, like I said, well, I mean, Florida State got a game this week. But as of last night, I think Mariota, I think he kind of went ahead and put himself to the back of the line in the top five. And I mean, like I said, I think that just opened the doors up even more for Jameis Winston. So, I mean, like I said, hats off still to Johnny Manziel, but like I said, Jameis Winston, I think he's still, he was number two in my eyes behind Mariota. But now I think, I mean, it's just only one place to go up, and that's number one. So, I mean, we'll see.
I think the people who are saying Manziel skipped Bayless for one, I think they're just caught up in last year. He's lost two games with two more hard opponents to go.
Yeah.
You can't be considered a Heisman Trophy when you're not. You, no matter how bad your defense is, you have to be good enough to elevate your teams past it.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been. And so I would have him probably actually third. My Heisman battle would be Jameis Winston first. And my second would be a guy who gets very little credit, but they keep humming like a machine. A.J. McCarron. And if you look on offense, you know, he has, what, maybe two playmakers, Yeldon and Armani Cooper.
Yeah.
The rest of them are really role players, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm not a big A.J. McCarron fan, but I really don't feel he gets.
He's like a silent hero. I agree with you on
that. Yeah, he doesn't get the Lewinsky or the head or the Becky that he deserves. And so, you know, I would have him ranked number two.
Yeah.
I still think Mariota bounces back and would be a strong number three.
Yeah.
And I actually have Manziel at four. He might not even. I know he's going to get invited because he won last year's Heisman and he's close enough this year. But if it was me, he may not. He may be on that three, maybe on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
You know, the vote, or if nothing else, number three because he was last year's Heisman.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be a serious contender to me, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But that's just what I think. All right, let's get ready to start with the picks and kicks. And you were still up. I think I closed your game down to one.
Yeah.
And again, I think the Georgia and Florida is the game that kind of brought everything together, because you were saying you like Florida. Going against Georgia is always.
And yeah, it's going to always be.
I'm going to go with Georgia more times than not. And so, you know, you're going to learn to go with them dogs. You from Georgia, so you might as well go on and rip your home state.
No way.
All right.
No way.
Picks and kicks. Your first go.
Man, picks and kicks, man. I'm probably gonna have to start off with. I seen a good one. Let me see, man. We just started. I was saying that I was gonna put my bet on Oregon, so I would have lost that one. So.
For the users, you can go listen to the podcast with Calhoun that was recorded yesterday before game time. I had Stanford winning. For the simple fact, Oregon was going to Stanford. And it's just a random shot in the dark, honestly. So I couldn't really say anything. But we'll see if we count that or not.
Yeah, I start off with Miami and Virginia Tech. You know what I mean? See how they're going to bounce back.
Oh, how Virginia Tech is falling from the ranks of the good. Y'all kind of needed them to be good too, right? I mean, y'all don't play them, but if y'all caught them in the championship game, you need them to be. You don't want to be playing those 6-6 team in the championship game, right?
You know what I'm saying? We won't do that. And like I said, last year you had North Carolina and Miami both taking probation. So that kind of hurt us. So we end up having to play old booty Georgia Tech. But I want to see this Virginia Tech versus Miami game. We're going to see how Miami bounced back. They had a major injury. Duke Johnson gone for the year. And like I said, you still ranked number 11. So we're going to see how you're going to bounce back after that West Florida State game. So
Virginia Tech has been atrocious at quarterback. Logan Thomas may have cost himself a lot of money. I mean, he's looking like Josh Freeman. I only see a light-skinned guy with curly hair, but he's a light-skinned quarterback with curly hair who's sucking right now.
Yeah,
I think Miami's hurt by the loss of Duke Johnson for the year. I think that takes some of their explosiveness out. And Stephen Morris isn't really playing that great either.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to take Miami, too. It's just going to be a closer game than people think. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 20-17 or 20-19. But Miami barely squeaks it out.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we both agree on that one.
Yeah, I'll take Miami.
I'll take Miami, too. All right, this is my go. I'm going to go with Auburn, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I think that that's a sneaky good game because Auburn is playing really good ball. And they're, right now, as I run it to say, but they're Alabama's biggest friends because Alabama wants to go into a game where it's 10-1 11-0 Alabama versus 10-1 Auburn.
Yeah.
And that's one of those times where it really helps out Alabama.
Yeah.
Tennessee has been really good or really bad, depending on who they play.
Yeah.
I don't know how good Auburn really is. I think they beat the Johnny Manziel team that was a bit overrated, but they had Johnny Manziel on his team.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure how good Auburn really is. But I'll throw this out here and say, I think on the road, Auburn wins. And the Georgia, former Georgia product, Nick Marshall, no carries them to a win.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm gonna go against the grain on this one.
Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Tennessee in this ball game.
It is feeling a little like.
I say you don't know.
Don't be surprised. Yeah. That game, right?
Yeah, you don't know which Tennessee team you'll get. So
yeah, I can completely agree. I can see that. So
yeah,
it's on you.
I'm going with a lesser game that you know some people probably wouldn't. Outside of me and you, a lot of people probably wouldn't even think that this would be a good game, but. Houston versus Central Florida.
That's a really good game.
Yeah, yeah. Houston versus Central Florida. And Houston coming, they 7-1. You know what I mean? You got Central Florida. Coach O'Leary down there, you know what I mean? He got those boys rolling with Storm Johnson.
Houston played really. Last week, Houston played South Florida. And South Florida, who's not that good this year, was dominating the game. But yeah. Houston found a way to come back and win. So.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with what I saw, not just on the field with Houston, but more coaching.
Yeah.
I think I seen once Houston kind of figured out what caught Hurts out, South Florida, they dialed it up. It was pressure, so they just started blitzing.
Yeah.
And I thought they were very well coached in that game. Yeah. And so I would translate that and say they've been coached pretty well throughout the year.
Yeah.
I think same thing with Central on USF. I mean, UCF, they beat Penn State. They should have beat South Carolina.
Yeah.
O'Leary has been very disciplined. His team has been very disciplined and kind of taking on his personality.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. That's probably the, besides Alabama LSU, that's probably the best game, meaning both the teams are more evenly matched.
Yeah.
You know, on paper and on the field. So I would agree with you. That's an excellent choice and a really good game. Who do you got? What are your thoughts on the game?
I want to see can UCF, can they stay hot? You know what I mean? Storm Johnson, they keep handing it off the quarterback. He making consistent plays. UCF in this one.
Yeah, I was going to pick Houston, but I'm like you. Storm Johnson looks like an NFL running back to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So. And they know they're smart enough to get the ball to one who looks like an NFL running back. Yeah. I'd give O'Leary that.
Former Miami player.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go with UCF, too. And I think that Storm Johnson has a huge day. I think that he gets over 150 yards rushing.
Ooh.
I think he has a huge day.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't going to say. He'll get over 175 total yards.
Yeah.
Let me say that. I think he has a huge day.
Yeah.
All right. So it's my goal.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something different. I'm going to pick y'all versus Wake Forest.
Mm.
I know you probably were waiting to pick that game, but.
I believe now it's going to leave us off this week.
I think you guys, if we would have did this before the Oregon game, I would have left you guys off. But now, with the loss of Oregon, do you guys come in with a we can relax attitude?
I hope not.
I'm just saying, like, you know, this, like, it's one of those things that, come on, as a fan, most fans are like, we're in the national championship now. We don't have to worry, you know what I'm saying? And you're probably one of the only few saying, no, it's a lot of football. You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things where we're attitude and all this. And believe it or not, this season, from what me standing on the outside looking in, this season has been more about Jimbo Fisher than Jameis Winston, than anybody else on the team.
Yeah.
This has been the growth and maturity of Jimbo Fisher as a head coach. And can he keep the guys focused? Can he let you know that, hey, even though we're 3/4 of a mile there, the race isn't over yet.
Yeah.
You guys keep that same intensity, that same focus.
Exactly.
And so that's why I picked this game, just because other situations have allowed you to breathe a little easier. Yeah. Then you guys get slack is it a sloppy game where you guys win maybe 34-31 or 34-27? Yeah. Or is it a game where you guys come in and just pound them and do what you've been doing all this year and beat the dog shit out of people?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to see. Like, what type of game is it going to be? What type of Florida State team are we going to get?
Yeah.
What about you?
I just hope we don't get caught looking forward. I mean, like, same thing you say. Let's just keep it going. You know what I mean? Don't look too far ahead. You know what I mean? Like I said, go out there. And like I say, go ahead and take care of Wake Forest, man. You know what I mean? Don't jump too far ahead, man. Like I say, there's still a lot of football to be played at Florida State.
And they don't look to Christmas when Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
Exactly.
You know,
man.
So
yeah.
That's just what I want to see, how you guys relate.
Yeah.
So, of course, I got you guys winning. I just want to see, you know.
Yeah, I think Wake Forest lost their best receiver, so.
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't be a threat, but it's just one of those things. You guys have a lax attitude?
Yeah, and it's in Wake Forest, so.
Exactly, so, you know, it's just one of those things. I just want to see you guys' mindset.
Yeah.
It's your go.
I'd probably take it out west. Probably take it out west for, I probably was going to take, UCLA and Arizona.
Excellent choice. That was the game I was thinking.
Yeah, UCLA, Arizona, man. Thank Jim Mora got UCLA playing some tough ball out there. The defense supreme. A couple big names on the defense.
The linebacker Jonathan Banks, I think his last name is.
Yeah. Future NFL player.
Yeah. Rich Rod has Arizona playing good.
Yeah, he do. So yeah, they both 6-2. Both 6-2, so
I think Arizona may be one of the more underrated teams.
They could be a top 25 team.
Yeah. Put it like this. Teams like them and Oklahoma's, they kinda either way, you know what I'm saying? Like it depends on how you feel today. You know what I'm saying? So I can agree on that.
Yeah.
I would say that Arizona at home, I'm gonna pick Arizona to get the win. I know that may be a little, you know, going against the grain a little bit. But I think UCLA is a great team. I think Jim Moore has done a great job. But I just think Rich Rod has done a great job, too, in catching them at home.
Yeah.
And Arizona has the receiver. I forgot the kid's name. If I wouldn't have said, I would remember. But he's all world, too. So I'm going to pick Arizona.
Yeah, I go with UCLA. I go with UCLA on this. You probably – is it Care? That's what
you're talking about. Care,
Yeah, look him up. Yeah, he got some pretty good stats.
Yeah,
I probably go with UCLA on this one, like I say, but they could, like I say, they got to be careful though. Like I say, it look like UCLA. I mean, Arizona could be coming out there, amped up for this game. You know what I mean? I'm playing a ranked opponent, and they probably feel like they should be ranked too.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
it's probably the same thing. Because while UCLA has been good at times, they've been bad at times too. In the Oregon game, they first half, you couldn't look no better than UCLA.
Yeah,
they dominated the game. They controlled the game.
Got
the second half, you can't look as worse as UCLA.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So it's just one of those things. I think losses like that kind of demoralizes teams and hangs with them for a couple of weeks. Because if they would have won, they would have been the Stanford, right? They would have been close to being a top 10 team, if not a top 10 team, trending up. So, all right. For the last game, we're going to go to the SEC.
Yeah.
And we'll finish it up with the champs versus LSU. Typically a hard-hitting game. A game that's been ugly to watch at times.
Yeah.
LSU versus Alabama. Two. One is a heavyweight on the decline. One is a heavyweight who's staying a heavyweight.
Man. Yeah, exactly what you just said. I say LSU, man, it's kind of, I don't know, it don't look like LSU, you know what I mean, for the past couple of years to me. So.
Yeah, I think List doesn't have the athletes around him.
Yeah.
But I think the one thing that they did was last year they flipped. And offensively, they became a better team. I think that last year, and I think that this year, too, their offense is better than Alabama's defense.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. LSU offense been playing, man. They really has been playing better than they normally have. Like I say, even on the better team that they had in the past,
They lost the shootout with Georgia, right? Like, when last time you seen LSU score 40 games against an even opponent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But like I say it's gonna be a big task though. Like I say Alabama defense, Nick Saban. I mean, I say he kind of worked them last year though. So I mean, we will see. You know what I mean? But I think I had to go with Bama and Nick Saban on this one. So
the game is at Bama. I agree. I think that Bama's gonna win. But let's flip this for a minute before we wrap up and just say LSU has to do what to win.
LSU has to be careful with the football. No turnovers, no costly mistakes. And probably have to get Bama offense off the field. So, you know.
I think LSU has to get the ball to Odell Beckham and the other receiver. They have to win on the edges, to me, to win this game.
Yeah.
If they can keep the chains moving, especially with the receivers. Yeah. Because Alabama lost their safety. What's the name? Sinceri?
Dix. Ha-ha Dix.
They lost both him and Ha-Ha Dix.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, they have some new guys back there. But if LSU
he's my number three.
I think he tore his ACL or something. But yeah. Anyway, if LSU can keep them off, keep the defense on the field and win the battle on the edges,
yeah,
that gives them the best chance to win.
Yeah. They got the kid Collins from Louisiana. I think he should be able to fill in pretty good, but. I mean, we'll see.
Is the kid Collins the one who mama didn't want him to go to Alabama?
Yeah.
They say he's a star in the making or whatever, but it's funny he's known for his mama not wanting him to go to Alabama or whatever. So, yeah. We both have Alabama in that game. Give us a score.
Man, I think probably 28-17, 34. I mean, somewhere in there.
It's funny because I was going to say, I think the score is going to be 28-14. I think they double them up. You know what I'm saying? But it's funny you said 28 because I was thinking that same type of way.
Too. Yeah.
I think it's actually going to be a clean game. I think there'll be a lot of bend but don't break type defense right now. But I think that Alabama may get a turn. I think that Murray Bird is going to give up the ball in crucial spots once or twice. And I think that's how Alabama doubles them up. Because Alabama's one of those teams. It's very hard for them to blow you out, right? They play more of a cautious game, and once they get up to a certain...
Yeah, but if LSU, like I said, LSU don't keep pace or come up with some stops on defense, Alabama will finish this game.
Yeah. Well, we both got Bama. Again, Lenny Self, thank you for coming on and giving us our week picks and kicks, man.
Always a pleasure, man. Anytime I get a chance to sit down with my good buddy, man, one of my best friends, man, to talk. College football, man, something that we truly love, man. You know what I mean? It's always a pleasure, bro.
Hey, man, hopefully the games will be better next week, and we'll come up with some fun stuff to do next week, man. And in the meanwhile, listeners, thank you for listening. Yeah. Go back and check out some of the other podcasts, especially our college podcast. Lenny Self gives you some good tidbits. And the more you guys who listen, hopefully one day we'll be able to get a Heisman ballot. We'll do the Heisman ballot on the podcast one day for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, so keep listening. Keep emailing us. And, again, it's Digital Darren. DarrenDaron@gmail.com. And just thank you again for listening. Make sure to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend.
Yeah, tell them.